The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Menachot, Daf Yutet, Rezav Ben Estel, Nishmat Avram Ben Esther, with Vashti, the Mamiki Ben Jamin. We begin today's Daf, and you Dechay Talmud Bet, we start three lines from the bottom. My Ta'amad Rabbanan, the rabbis held in our Mishnah that Yitzikat Shemin is kosher with a Zar. Mishnah said, if you put the oil onto the Mincha, so we said that if a zar does that, a stranger, a non-Kohen, it's kashir. How do we know that? Amar kera. V'yatzak alei ha-shemen, v'natan alei ha-lebona, v'biha el b'nei Aharon ha-Kohen, v'kamatz. Aharon ha-Kohen is only next to the kemisa. V'kemisa v'ilach mitzvat keuna. V'imed al yitzika u'belila, the stages before the kemisa, shekashira bezar. Rabbi Shimon, Bene Aharon Akohanim, Mekran Nidrash Lefanav, Ulaharav. He says, Bene Aharon is written in the middle. And therefore, you learn the Pasuk of Bene Aharon, not only on what's after it, Kemitza, but what's on, what's before it. He learns the Mekran Nidrash Laharav. You put the Bene Aharon on what's after it, meaning Kemitza, and you put Bene Aharon on what's before it, which is Yitzika. And if we all just like Kemitzah Zamud Bnei Aharon, so to the Kemitzah, the Yitzikah has to be done. That's what the Bishimon held with Sonia Slezdav, that Yitzikah Bezar is going to be Pasul. Is that so? Does he Doresh like that? We see other places where he doesn't Doresh the Pasuk backwards and forwards. Vatanya, Bedakah HaKohen Midam HaHatat Be'etzba'o. Says that the Kohen, he takes from the blood, Be'etzba'o, that means Kabbalat Adam. ולקח הכהן מדם החטאת באצבעו ונתן על קנות המזבח, and he puts it on the corners of the מזבח באצבעו ולקח. So we have a juxtaposition between, it says ולקח, it says the word באצבעו, מלמד שלא תקבלה אלא בימין. We learn over there that קבלה, when it says באצבעו, means the right hand also, so that we have to receive it in the right hand. באצבעו ונתן. It also says Be'etzba'o, following the word Be'etzba'o, it says V'natan melamed shelote netina ela biyamin. So you see, you need two things. Be'etzba'o is written in the middle. So we learn the pasuk b'lefana v'lacharav. Be'etzba'o v'lakach, Be'etzba'o v'natan. That Kabbalah has got to be biyamin, and the netina has to be biyamin. Amar b'shimon v'chi ne'emar yad b'kabbalah. It says, it doesn't say the word yad in the Kabbalat Adam. It says itzba. It doesn't say anything about yad, what hand. It doesn't say anything with hand. הועיל ולא נאמר יד בקבלה קיבל בשמאל כאשר. Therefore he says no, the pasuk is only to be learned by נתינה. That what קבלת אדם you can do even with your left hand according to Rabbi Shimon. But the נתינת אדם has to be done דווקא בימין. ואמר אביי, what's the מחלוק between Rabbi Shimon וחכמים over here? במקרא לדרש לפניו ולאחריו כמפלגה. Rabbanan learned the word etzba'o milifanav l'acharav. Therefore, etzba'o is explaining me just like you need the Kabbalah b'yamin, also the netina b'yamin. And the Bishwan only learns the word etzba'o on milifanav. Etzba'o v'natam, but doesn't learn the word milifanav. Oh, so therefore, how are you telling me over here that by the dirasha of the mincha, that you're telling me that we learned the pasuk b'nei Aharon konim lefanav u'malacharav according to Rabbi Shimon? When you see in this drasha, he doesn't go with that style of learning the pasuk lefanav u'malacharav. That's why Abayi explained the machloket, and we see Rabbi Shimon doesn't subscribe to that derech. So we're back to the question: how does Rabbi Shimon know that yitzika bezar is indeed pasul ela hainu tamad Rabbi Shimon ve'bi'ah? Rav Mosif al inyan rishon. So the pasuk says after the kemitza, says ve'bi'ah. Says ve'bi'ah the vav. The vav is mosif. That what? That just like the beginning ve'bi'ah la kohen v'kamatz. So just like over here, it has to be done by the kohen. Ve'vav is mosif. So what we said earlier, the yitzika also has to be done by the kohen. Ve'bi'ah the vav is mosif al anyan. That not only what we're saying now, but also what we said before, the yitzika. So it's a vav of ve'bi'ah. When I says v'sabar Rabbi Shimon vav mosif al inyan rishon, does Rabbi Shimon subscribe to that? Did Hashem that the vav, when you have vav, zav and mosif, elam me'ata dichtiv v'shachat et ben abakar, right? You slaughtered the ben abakar v'kribu b'nei Aharon ha-kohanim et adam, and then what? B'nei Aharon have to walk the dam to the mizbeach v'zareku et adam, and they sprinkle the blood. Mikabbalah va'ilach mitzvat kehuna. From here we learn the pasuk that when does the Kohanim get involved? The kribu b'nei Aharon. Which means, when does b'nei Aharon get involved? From the kribu over here is Kabbalat Adam. So the Kabbalat Adam and on, that's when b'nei Aharon get involved. So here we learn that if the shechita was done by a zar, it is indeed going to be kishra. Because when does it get to b'nei Aharon involved? The kribu b'nei Aharon. From the Kabbalah and on, that's when you need b'nei Aharon. Gemara says, "Either Rabbi Shimon, Vav Mosif, Alin Yan Rishon." But the pasuk says, "Vehekribu." And if you're learning the Vav should be Mosif. And what? Shechita hachaname bezar tehe pesula. And therefore, the shechita also should be pasul bezar. Just like you tell me the Kabbalah has to have a coin, Vehekribu, Vav Mosif Alin Yan Rishon, it should tell me not only the Kabbalah has to be a coin, even what was said before that. We need the shechita. It's different over there. We have a hekesh between this word semicha and shechita. Ma semicha bezarim, av shechita bezarim. Which you're right, but over here we have a special derasha. It says v'samach v'shachat, just like semicha is done bezar, so too the shechita is done bezar. Ima semicha bebealim, av shechita bebealim. Oh, maybe I'll tell you that just like semicha is dafka done by the owners, maybe the shechita can only be done by the owner, not stam azar. Maybe dafka the owners. He goes, oh, no matzita. No, that for sure I wouldn't say. Why? Kavahomet, because I have a kavahomet. Uma zirika de ikar kapara, lo baya ba'alim, shechita de lav ikar kapara, lo kol sheken, which means zirika, which is the ikar kapara. And you don't need the ba'alim. Stam, you have the Kohanim do it. You don't need the Ba'alim. So Shechita, which is not the Ikar Kapara, what I think that you need the Ba'alim. So therefore, I would not think that you could only use Ba'alim for, if I learned from Simicha, I wouldn't learn that Ma Simicha Be'alim Af Shechita Be'alim. Because I would make the Kavahomet and say, but Ma Zirika, which is integral, and you don't need Ba'alim. So, Semicha, Shechita, which is not integral, for Kapara, certainly you wouldn't need Ba'alim. What type of Kavahomet is that? V'chi tema, en danin efshar, mishi'i efshar. You can't make a Kavahomet like that. The reason why you can't use Ba'alim by the Zirika is because efshar, because you need Kohen. You can't make a Kavahomet from an efshar to an efshar. Which means the reason why you can't have Ba'alim by Zirika is because you can't have, because it's impossible, because you need to have Kohanim. So then, but maybe in the case where it's Shayach, where Zad is okay, maybe in the Chenem, the Ba'alim are needed. So we have another source, because it says, Ba'yom Kippurim, Veshachat, Etpar, Ahatat, Ashtelot. Tafka on Yom Kippur, it says, that the Kohen slaughters his own par, v'shachat, et par, ahatat, jo michlal, v'shachaita be'alma, lo ba'inan be'ali. Mash, only on Kippur, that's when the Kohen needs to slaughter his animal. Mashma, the only time that the owners slaughter their animals on Kippur, v'shachat, et be'en, abakar, ashilo. Mashma, besides that case, you don't need to have shachaita be'ali. So therefore, really, at the end of the day, he learned some Vav Mosif, from Vehebi'ah, that just like it says in the Pasuk, that it brings it and the Komis, all that has got to be done by Kohen. Whatever it says before that, Yitzkel has got to be done by a Kohen. Aye, the Vav by Shechita. No, we have a special Rasha v'samach v'shachat to teach me Masimicha bezar. Af Shechita bezar. And then we have no question from the Vav of Shechita. Amarav. New point. New point. Anytime it says in the pasuk the word Torah and the word Chukah, Zot Torah, and this is a Chukah, it calls it. So we know whatever is written in that parasha is me'akev, meaning all the services that are written are mandatory. That if you forget one of the services, it's posel. At this point, we're thinking you need both. It's got to say the word Torah and it has to say the word Chukah. Kedichtiv, zot chukat haTorah. Like we read in Parah Aduma. Zot chukat haTorah. To teach me what? To teach me that everything that in the Parah Aduma procedure is me'akev. That's why it says zot chukat haTorah. It says chok and it says Torah. To teach me everything Parah Aduma is me'akev. So Gemara says, question number one. We have a lot of questions here. See, siman natatz yakmal. These are like seven questions we're going to ask now. Vahare nazir. It only says by the Nazir Torah, it doesn't say Chukah. And we still see what? The tenufa, the waving of the korban, is me'akev. But it says, Shani atam, kevan nichtiv, ken ya'aseh. Now by Nazir, we have another word. It says, ken ya'aseh, so you shall do. Kevan nichtiv abehu chukah dameh. It's like it says chukah over there, because it says ken ya'aseh. That's beferu, tell you, you gotta do it this way. Are toda, korban toda, de lo ketiv abeh ela toda. Doesn't say chukah by Nazir, by toda, it says Torah. Utan arba'a shebatoda me'akevim ze'edze, the four different styles of breads. You bring four different styles of breads and matzah, 40 loaves all together, they all me'akev each other. Oh, but it says the word only Torah. It doesn't say Torah ve'chuka. And you still see what? That the loaves are me'akev each other. Shari toda did kish to nazir. Okay, we have a toda is connected to nazir. And what did we just say by nazir? That nazir is me'akev because it says ken ya'aseh. And therefore, we have a just like by nazir, it's me'akev, so toda is not me'akev. How do we know this connection between toda and nazir? Dichtiv al zevach todat shelamav. It says the word by toda, it says the word shelamav. Damar mor shelamav, the rabot shalme nazir. So it's connecting the shilamim that I brought with the toda to the shilamim that I brought with the nazir, and therefore that's the way how we know toda is ma'akev. Oh, the hadi mitzora de lo ketiv be'ela Torah. Same story. The mitzora is only written the word Torah. Utnan arba'a minim chebe mitzora ma'akevin ze. There are four different items that are involved in the mitzora situation. It is shni tolat, ezov, and birds. Those are the different equipment that are needed in the mitzvah. And they're all me'akev. And it says what? Only this is Zotorat the mitzvah. It doesn't say chukah. And so you see that these items are me'akev. Shariatam kevan dichtiv zot tihye torat the mitzvah. Tihye means this is where it's got to be. Kevan dichtiv be chukah dame. That's like it says chukah. Zot tihye. It's got to be this way. Now, reverse question. Now we discuss cases that only have the word chukah. By Kippur, for example, it says it's a chukah. And what's the deal? Oh, you see that the two goats of Yom Kippur are me'akev each other. You need two goats, right? One for the Mizbeah and one for Azazel. And they me'akev. If you only have one, you can't bring the other. And it only says chukah. So the Gemara says, okay, adjust. Ela o toda o chuka. It doesn't have to say both words. It just has to say one of the words. O toda o chuka. And then we know that whatever is written in the parasha is me'akev. That is ar korbanot dichtiv behu torah. What do you mean? All the other korbanot, it says o torah, tachata, ta'ola, shlamim, all the other words. Velo me'akebe. And we know that there's a lot of things that are not me'akev. For example, in the asham, we learned if you didn't bring the Emurim of the Asham and the Mizbeah, it is still Me'akev. And it says, it's not Me'akev. And also, the Mincha, if you didn't make Haggashah, it's also Kashir. And it says, Zot Torah Ta Mincha. Ah, I thought you tell me that if it says the word Torah, it's Me'akev. He was Torah Ba'ya Chukah. If it says Torah, it's got to say Chukah. However, chukah lo baya Torah. If it says chukah alone, it's me'akev. But for to be me'akev with the word Torah, you need the word chukah. So Torah needs the word chukah. Chukah doesn't need the word Torah. Ve'ha Torah ve'chukah. Ka'amar. Yeah, but what do you mean? You just told me in your statement that you need Torah ve'chukah. It's not so. Hakikamar. Afalgav dichtiv Torah. That's what you meant to say. Even though it says the word Torah, iketiv ve'chukahin. Ve'ila la. That's what he meant to say. Even though it says the word Torah, if it says chukah with it, me'akev. If not, not. Now we go back to our question. Now that we established this whole concept, now we're going to ask a question. Ve'ale mincha dichtiv be'chukah. That's why mincha it says chukah. Now, chukah obviously is what? Me'akev. Everything that's written by the is going to be me'akev. Ve'amar la. Kol makom. And it says a statement that any time that the Torah repeated the service of a mincha, said it twice, it's me'akev. The Torah talked about the mincha parashat Vayikra, talked about the mincha parashat Tzav. Anything that was repeated in the service of a mincha a second time is because it's me'akev. So the Torah says, "Hazir in lo hazir la." Why does it have to make hazara? You just told me every time it says the word chukah, it's me'akev. And by mincha says the word chukah. Now you're giving me a new rule. That if it repeated it, it's me'akev. If it didn't repeat it, it's not me'akev. What's the repeating rule over here? Look, when I want to say the word chukah, Everything in the Merakha should be Me'akev. Gemara says, Shari Adam, Dechi Ketiva Chuka, Achila Ketiva. Because over there, the word Achila, the word Chuka is written by the eating of the Menacha, not by the service. And therefore, by the eating could be the certain things that are Me'akev with the word Chuka. Yes or no? But the point is, it doesn't say the word Chuka by the Avodah of the Menacha. Therefore, the rule by the Menacha is if it's repeating it, it's Me'akev. If it's not repeating, it's not. We don't, just because it says the word Chuka by Achila, doesn't mean it's Chuka by the Avoda. By the lechem apanim, it says the word chukah. Where does it say the word chukah? By the eating of the lechem apanim. Utnan shnei sedarim makivim ze etze. Shnei bazichim makivim ze etze. Hasedarim bazichim makivim ze etze. Which means by lechem apanim, everything is makiv. The two rows of bread are makiv each other. You need to bring both of them. The two bazichim are makiv each other. The two bazichim by the two rows are makiv each other. Even though it only says the word chukah by the achila, so you see what? Even though it says the word chukah by achila, it's me'akev the service. Back to the question by mincha: what do I care if it just says the word chukah by the achila? It should be me'akev the service. Why only cases where it repeated in the service twice? Even when I repeat in the service twice, the fact that it said chukah by achila, it should teach me that what? That everything that's about mincha is going to be me'akev. Ela kodesh gemara gezul. Ela. כל אחד הכתיבה אכילה הכולה מלטה כתיבה. You're right. Really, die normally, if it says the word חוקה by אכילה, it goes on everything. It should be מעכב all the parts of the מנחה. שאני עתה, but the case of the מנחה is different. זה אמר כדה, מגרסה ומשמנה. גרס ושמן מעכבים ואין דבר אחר מעכב. רק הדבר המראשי שאני אתם קבל מנחה להכילו אביה חוקה דידה עיכובה. The reason why, even though it says the word chukah by mincha, it's not me'akev. Even though normally when it says the word chukah, even by achila, it should be me'akev, everything in the item, just like lechem apanim. So why not by mincha? Bishum dechtim migirsa u'mishamnaf. Giris is the flour part of the mincha, and shamna is the oil part of the mincha. The matzit mechtav migiris u'mishemen. It just could have said giris and shemen from the flour and the oil. Uchtim migirsaha u'mishamna shvami. Now, haki kamar. Girsa shalem. You need the full girsaha. It's girsaha. It's flour. Uveshamna shalem shimchaser kolchu pasul. Uvedesrik le mechtav lahaki shvami na hukadideh. Love chukah, which means from the fact that you needed an extra derasha to tell me migirsa or mishamna, to teach me that even a kosher if it's missing is pasul. Obviously, that chukah that's written by mincha is lav dafka, because what do you need a special derasha of girsa mishamna? Just tell me chukah, and then I know what that everything is me'akev. What do you need an extra derasha migirsa or mishamna? Ela migirsa mishamna teaches me that even if you're missing a little of the flour and you're missing a little of the oil, the mincha is going to be pasul. That's me'akev. What do you mean? It says the word chukah. Ela must be for some reason the chukah that's written by mincha is not coming to teach you ikuv. Normally, chukah teaches you ikuv. Even a mincha, even a chukah that's written by achila. And by mincha, for whatever reason, the chukah is not doing that. Because we have a special derasha migirsa mishamna to teach me that the geres and the shem is ma'akev. What do you need that for? It's the word chukah. Ela must be, like Rashi says, la'achi shema minachat chukah dida lav chukah. The chukah written by mincha is not a regular chukah to teach me ikuv. Rashi tabla geres v'shemen hu di'azir v'en ha'katuv. Because the Torah wrote that twice. The Torah wrote geres and shemen twice, as we're going to see now. Gemara begins. Gufa amar av kol makom she'azir lecha katuv betorat mincha eno ela le'akev. Anytime it repeated something in the story of the mincha, so it's the reason why I repeated the service is to tell me that what it is indeed me'akev. Shmuel amar geres ve'shemen me'akevim ve'en davar acher me'akev. According to Shmuel, he says no. The only thing that's me'akev in the mincha is geres and shemen, meaning you need the requisite amount of flour and the amount of oil. First rabbi says anything that was repeated is telling me ikuv. Shmuel says no, there's only one item that's ma'akev in the mincha. What is that? Geres and shemen. Ushmuel afagad etana bekra lo ma'akvade, which means according to Shmuel comes out, even though Torah repeated certain services, it's not ma'akev. Ela kolecha etana bekra vadai me'akeva, which means you're right. For sure, Shmuel has to agree that anytime the Torah repeated it, it really is coming to say that is indeed me'akev. He can't say. Otherwise, why does the Torah repeat it then? Go to Shmuel. Do we only get it in Shemin? Oh, but what about all the things the Torah repeated? Kabbalah says, really, you're right. For sure, even according to Shmuel. Anytime the Torah repeats something, it's going to be ma'akev. B'melo kumso bekumso kamipalge. You know what the Mahalogrov is? One case they argue about. Both Shmuel and Tanakama agree. There's no Tanakama, obviously. Both Shmuel and Rav. They both agree that if the Torah repeated the service, it indeed is going to be me'akev. That's for sure. So what's the mahloket? The mahloket is when it says melo kumso in the pasuk. You have to use the Kohen's hands, melo kumso, or can I use a keli that is the shi'ur of melo kumso of the Kohen? The Tanya, well, right, melo kumso bekumso. It's got to be bekumso with his komets. Shelo yasim midah la komets. That you can't use a midah, a measuring utensil for the komets. Rav sabar ha nameh tana bekra. Dichtiv vayakrev et amincha vaymale kapo mimena. Oh, we have a special pasuk. When Aharon brought his mincha on the inaugural day of the Mishkan, it says vaymale kapo. Oh, so it says by regular mincha the Torah bekumso, and it says what by male kapo. Ella is coming to teach me what, saying it twice. They teach me what, that kapo is me'akev. So therefore, according to Rav, you're right. Anytime everybody agrees, anytime we repeat something twice, it's me'akev. But there's one discussion where there's a repetition. Where's the mahloket? It says by the inaugural mincha by male kapo. It says by regular mincha that's brought throughout the generations, melo kumso. So Rav holds that's a repetition. Why did it repeat it? To tell me that kapo is me'akev, that you cannot use a utensil. Ushuel says, dorot mesha'al lo yalfinan. It's not repeating it. That inaugural mincha is a once-in-a-lifetime item. You don't learn a law from an inaugural once-in-a-lifetime item. We call that a sha'a to a mincha of dorot. And therefore, according to Shmuel, you can use the keli. It says bikum so, you can use a keli for the comments. Ah, but it says it twice. It's not twice. It says it once by mincha shel sha'a. That was brought once in his lifetime. The mincha that was born on the inaugural day. That's not considered, you can't learn from a sha'a to a, to dorot. So Gemara says, velo yadif shemuel dorot mesha'a? What do you mean? Shemuel doesn't learn the laws of dorot from the laws of sha'a? Ve'atenan kli halach mekadeshin et halach. Okay, you have certain vessels that are designated to receive fluid. When you put the fluid in the keli halach, the keli sharet is mekadesh halach. For example, items that are designated for wine, let's say, for the nesachim. So you pour the wine into the lach vessel, it becomes kodesh. Umidat yavesh, mekadeshin et yavesh. The keli that are designated for dry items, when you put the dry item in, it's mekadesh yavesh. The end keli halach, mekadeshin et yavesh, velo midat yavesh, mekadeshin et halach. And the dry vessel doesn't mekadesh the liquid, and the liquid vessel doesn't mekadesh the dry. That's the nakama. Oh, that's the first opinion. This is only talking about by the measuring cups, by the measuring utensils. Remember, we learned to use to measure the different items in the Beit HaMikdash. They measure the asaron, they measure the log, and things like that. So that's only talking about the midot. However, aval mizrakot, but there was a special keli called the mizrak. The mizrak was to receive the oil. However, mizrakot mekadeshin, even the dry stuff, the mizrak, even though it's designated for wine, it'll mekadesh the dry. How do I know? Dichtiv shenehem mele'in solet, that by the mincha that was brought by the nisi'im on the 12 days of the Hanukkah Mizbeach. It says what? Shenehem mele'im solet. Mizrak ehad kesef. The mizrak is a wine item. And what did they put in the mizrak? Shenehem mele'im solid. So you see that the mizrak was able to mekadesh a dry item. Hey, Shmuel, what are you learning from? You're learning from an inaugural. That 12-day item was only a sha'a. And still Shmuel is learning from a situation that took place. The sha'a. Gemara says Shariatam Detale Bekra Tresar Zemnin. Okay, it's a little different. It says it 12 times. So the fact that it says the same item 12 times, even Shmuel will tell you, because it repeats it, it's for each one of the Shevatim, even Shmuel will tell you that you can learn from a Dorot if it's written so many times. Comes the Gemara says, Amru le Rav Kahana, Rav Aseh le Rav. Vale Hagasha, which means Hagasha, bringing the Menha to the Mizbeah, right? Titana Bekra, it says it twice, and lo me'akeba, it's not me'akev the mincha, which means we learned above. If you don't make hagasha to the mizbeah, I mean, you didn't put it on the southwestern corner. That's the law, you have to put it on the southwestern corner. If you didn't do it, so therefore it's okay. What are you talking about? You just told me, Rav, you read me in a statement, that any time in the mincha, the Torah repeats something twice, it is me'akev. And here, Hagasha is written twice, and we know the law of Hagasha is not Me'akev. That's a question against Rav. So comes Gemara and shows me this. How do we know? Man Tanabe. Where do we see that the Torah repeats the law of Hagasha? Dichtiv. Bezo Torah Tamencha, Hakrev Ota Bene Aaron Nefne Hashem. I'm finishing the Pasuk. El Pene HaMizbeach. But it said already, Vehevetat Tamencha. And now it says, bring it to the Mizbeach. It says, Vehevetat Tamencha. It says it in Perek Bet, and it repeats it in Perek Vav. So we have two Pesukim in Vayikra. One in Perek Bet, one in Perek Vav. That says you have to bring them in heart towards the Mizbeah. Oh, so it's repetition. And you told me that anything that's repeated is Me'akev, and we know that the law of Hagasha is not Me'akev. Question? What is the answer? Which means the pasuk of Akrev Ota, which is the second pasuk, Likbau alam makom hudaata. It's coming to tell you a place on the mizbeah where you bring them in had. Tanya, lefnei Hashem. It says in one part pasuk lefnei Hashem. Yachol b'ma'arav. Now, why is ma'arav in front of Hashem? The west side is in front of Hashem because that's the face of the mizbeah. That's facing the Hechal. Take the Mizbeah, yeah? Take the west side of the Mizbeah. That's the part that's open to the Hechal. So I would have thought that, well, if there's shame, you have to put the Mincha on the west side. We're talking about in the Azaravi. We're talking about the Mizbeah HaGadol, Mizbeah HaYitzon. But we have the Mizbeah HaYitzon. Here's the Hechal. Here's the Azara. Here's the Mizbeah. Okay? It says lefnei Hashem, you have to bring them in hal lefnei Hashem. Which part is lefnei Hashem? I would say this side. Because this side is facing the Hechal, the west side, yes? Gemara says, Tamud Omar il penei HaMizbeach. But it says il penei HaMizbeach. Now penei HaMizbeach is the front of the Mizbeach. Where's the front of the Mizbeach? The south. Why is that the front of the Mizbeach? Because that's where the ramp was. The ramp used to come up from the southern side of the Mizbeach. So we have a contradiction. It says lefnei in one place. It says lefnei in one place. It says el penei lefnei Hashem. It's el penei mizbeach. So Gemara says e el penei mizbeach yachol b'darom. Also says el penei. I would take the south. Tamud omar lefnei Hashem. So how do you reconcile both pesukim lefnei Hashem and el penei mizbeach? Haketzad magisha bekeren derumit ma'aravit. Keneged chudash el keren v'dayod. That's how the Kohen fulfills both pesukim right here. Southwestern corner, the Keren, Terumit, Ma'arabit, but the corner over here, that's how you fulfill the Fnei Hashem, and you also fulfill El Peneh, HaMizbeah. Oh, so the Pasuk HaKrev Ota is not repeating. It's just, that's coming to tell me the coordinates. It's not an extra Pasuk. You're coming to tell me every time there's something extra, it's Me'akev. Hagasha is written twice. The first Pasuk or the second Pasuk of Hagasha is telling me where you do it. Just for the first pasuk, I don't know exactly where you do it. I just said you have to make agasha. So they didn't repeat the second pasuk when I tell me your hadush. Tell me your hadush in the second pasuk. Tell me where you do it. That's not repeating. If it just would have said, make agasha in the southwest, make agasha in the southwest. Oh, that's me'akif. But it didn't say that. It said, make agasha. The second pasuk says, lefnei Hashem, v'mizbeah, v'mizbeah. That's not repeating. That's tell me where you do it. And therefore, that's why Rav will say, even though it says it twice, it's not considered a repetition. And if it's considered not going to be Me'akev. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.